بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Intending not to repay a debt is theft. سيدنا صهيب رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever incurs a debt with no intention of repaying it will meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah as a thief. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the delaying of one who is wealthy in repaying a debt is regarded as oppression. Do not accept gifts from your debtors. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you have given a loan to someone, do not accept a gift from him, nor take a ride on his conveyance, unless you used to accept these kindnesses from him before giving him a loan. Note, it is not permissible to obtain any benefit whatsoever from one who owes you money. Mulla Ali Qari rahimahumullah has written that it is haram to accept gifts from such a person. If one has already done so, one should return the gift or pay the debtor the price of the article. Sayyidina Abu Burda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when he came to Madina Tayyibah, he met Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said to him, interest is rife in the land you have come from. If you have right due upon a person, do not accept a load of straw, or a load of barley, or a bundle of grass from the person, as this is interest. Note, Mulla Ali Qari rahimahumullah has written that the hadith mentions straw which is used as fodder. Due to the fact that it is trivial and not regarded as something of value, when even that is prohibited to take, then what can be said about other gifts? May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك